Good morning. This is the public hearing for the County of Oswego IDA project named GSPP 5059 State Route 104 LLC. It's 10:06 a.m. This meeting is being held by teleconference. I am Kevin LaMontagne, the Chief Financial Officer of the agency. On the phone today so far, the only participant that's joined is Rachel. And Rachel, please say your last name if you could. I don't think I could.
Sure, it's a tough one. Jack Charles.
Okay, thank you. Representing Green Street Power, Rachel represents Green Street Power Partners, which is the developer of this project. I will start by reading a project description, then open the meeting up for any questions or comments. Here we go. GSPP 5059 State Route 104 LLC, a New York limited liability company or an entity to be formed or to be formed by it or on its behalf, submitted an application to the agency on or about April 21st, 2022. And I'm going to pause.
Hi, Olivia.
Hi, Olivia. It's Kevin.
Hey,
from the IDA.
I think I might have got on the wrong line.
And sometimes folks have trouble getting into this conference bridge, unfortunately. But I'm glad you're here. We just started. Rachel is on the phone, and no one else is joined so far.
Okay.
So I've just started reading the project description. I'm just going to restart that. That's the formal way we open these meetings, and it's being recorded, so this puts the project description into the recording. So I'll just restart, and then we'll take it from there. If there's any questions or comments when I'm done, feel free to go for that, and then otherwise I'll close the meeting at the end here.
Great.
This is the project description. GSPP 5059 State Route 104 LLC, a New York limited liability company or an entity to be formed or by it or on its behalf, submitted an application to the agency on or about April 21st, 2022, a copy of which is on file at the office of the agency, requesting the agency consider undertaking a project consisting of A1, the acquisition of a leasehold interest or subleasehold interest in all or a portion of approximately 82.5 acres of real property located at 5018 State Route 104 in the town of Scriba, County of Oswego, State of New York. A2, the construction on the land of an approximately 13-acre solar power generation system, including but not limited to solar panels, inverters, transformers, single-axis trackers, racking systems, switchboards, energy storage systems, steel beams, wiring, electric poles, and other electrical and mechanical components. And A3, the acquisition and installation in and around the facility and or for use in connection with the project of various machinery, equipment, furnishings, and other items of tangible personal property. B, the granting of certain financial assistance in the form of exemptions from real property taxes and real estate transfer tax. And C, the lease or sublease of the land and the facility by the company and or the owner of the land to the agency pursuant to a lease agreement, the acquisition by the agency of an interest in the equipment pursuant to a bill of sale from the company, and the sublease of the project facility back to the company and or the owner of the land pursuant to a sublease agreement. The company will be the initial owner and operator of the project facility. So that completes the project description. I'll now open it up for any questions or comments.
Kevin, I just had one comment. This is Rachel again.
Sure.
I apologize. I didn't read the resolution ahead of time, but I heard that you mentioned a bill of sale being a part of the equation. Olivia, was that we typically don't request the sales tax exemption. I could be wrong in this instance. But I just wanted to double check with you, Olivia, or Kevin, just to see if that was on the application, then maybe I'm just getting confused with another project or something.
This is something Olivia and I went confirmed back and forth. There is no sales tax exemption in the application. So the language in that project description referring to bill of sale typically is for the sales tax exemption. I don't believe there would be one in this case.
Okay, that's just the generic intro kind of.
Yeah, it's some boilerplate language essentially used. It leaves some options open if we keep it in the
Perfect.
Description. If things change as the project, comes to finality. So
absolutely, I know. Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Oh, I was just going to say, agreed. Yeah, things definitely change at times. So.
Yeah, we've seen it. We try to leave the description of the equipment and things and what you guys are building out there, you know, as general and wide as possible. So, and right, the only exemption requested for this project is the pilot, basically, the real property tax exemption.
Okay, that's, yeah, typically what we do. Okay, great. Sorry for that misunderstanding. I just wanted to make sure. And this gets incorporated into the resolution, right? So even if the resolution references a bill of sale, it'll be okay as long as we, obviously, if we never execute any bill of sale documents, then that's not a big deal.
Correct.
Like if we just,
yeah, okay. We will have approved it allowing for that, but it, you know, wouldn't, since it's not part of this project, right, there won't be any in the closing documents.
Okay. Okay. That makes perfect sense. Thank you. Thanks for clarifying.
Sure. Thanks for asking. That question comes up sometimes, for sure.
Yeah, I've learned the hard way on that one a few times.
I'm sure. Any other questions or comments from those in attendance? Okay, hearing none, I'll move to close the meeting. It's 10:12 a.m. The meeting is adjourned. I'll stop the recording.